Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Captain Mike Gallo joins us now, born on the Bayou Guy, AA of LA.com. Mike, I'm going to ask you the same way I asked some of the other professional guides. If you were out just fishing for Mike Gallo and not worried about some bozo grabbing your favorite rod and reel and ruining it, what would be the one you would take to maybe do a little bit of a scouting mission? I know you do some fish scouting before trips sometime. What's your one favorite rod? And I know there's different applications for, you know, if you're throwing a cork, if you're throwing certain top waters, or you're fishing bottom rigged, or you're looking for something with a real soft tip for a light bite. But all in all, what would be your number one go-to rod?
Well, Don, I really like the Fenwick rods, and they have a couple of different models that I prefer. There's one called a World Class, and there's another one called a Technica. And both of those are very good rods, fairly light, very sensitive, in the 6.6 to 7-foot range. And those have become my favorite, I guess, over the last 5 years.
And what is the action on that? Is that like a medium or medium light action?
I actually prefer medium heavy. Mm-hmm. I use medium heavy pretty much all the time.
And what else? What is it about that Fenwick you like? Is it the weight, the balance, the feel?
Well, you know, all of those things. You like the weight of it. If you're going to be fishing the bridges where it's a possibility you make 1,000 casts, you want a rod that's somewhat light so you don't fatigue. Of course, you want good sensitivity. And the reason I prefer a medium-heavy rod, I want good backbone in it. In case I'm, say, at the 11 o'clock position on my retrieve and that's where I happen to get a bite, I really can't set the hook too far back, and I want enough backbone to be able to at least get the hook in the fish. That's my preferred style of fishing right there.
Well, I got somebody texted a little while ago, and they agree with you. Big B says he likes the Fenwick HMG, a medium action. Fenwicks have been around for a long, long time, a very popular name, good quality rod. There's a lot of good rods out there on the market. Well, Mike, let's talk a little bit about fishing. I got a question. The worm wanted me to ask you, wants to know if the water's still low and dirty in Miller's Ditch in the intercoastal area.
The water was definitely low yesterday. It started to clear up later in the day, and I would say it's probably still dirty, but by lunchtime today, you should start to clear up. It was relatively calm most of the day yesterday. What happens when that water is low and you have those exposed mud banks, especially Miller's Ditch, which is so close to the intercoastal? When those barges go up and down the intercoastal, they stir the water up. And then we've had rising tides in the evening, so it'll bring that water from the intercoastal right on into Miller's Ditch. There'll be some areas where there's clean water. You just might have to get further away from the intercoastal waterway where there's more grass in the bayous, and that grass sort of acts as a filter and help keep the water clean.
Got it. Mike, you headed out today. Where are you headed?
No fishing for me today. My wife is in a she's riding in a parade, and today is their ball. So I'll get you a picture of me in a tuxedo because it doesn't happen often.
No, I know it doesn't. Yeah, we got to save that one and frame it. Well, if you were going fishing today, given the conditions we got, which is about a southeast wind, looked like about 10 to 15 knots, maybe a little better than a half foot of tide range, been in some low water, as he mentioned and you mentioned, and some dirty water, what would you suggest for somebody trying to get out and catch a few fish today?
I'd fish in the Gohegan's Canal area, and you want to fish parallel to the grass. You'll see the line of grass, and you can fish right parallel to the grass. There'll be redfish in there and bass in there. If you fish late into the day, then I would start casting out towards the middle. There may be some speckled trout that get active. Our water temperatures are right around 51. It's supposed to be a nice sunny day, so I would assume by mid-afternoon we should have water temperatures starting to climb up close to 55. And hopefully that could get the speckled trout a little bit more active. Other than Gohegan's Canal, I would do what I said. I would travel up into some bayous off the intercoastal waterway. Same thing, you want to look for the grass-lined bayous. If I were strictly targeting speckled trout, I would head towards Mr. Go. That's a large body of water, and it stays relatively clean. There'll be some clean areas. You'll just have to find them. And you'll be able to, you know, bounce plastics, you know, the little matrix jigs down on the bottom. And in those areas, you want to concentrate on the ledges where you can fish the drop-offs.
Got it. Mike, anything else before you go?
Well, I would like to talk about our good friend Sam Barbera. If you remember, I sent you a text last week that
correct.
I have decided to auction off April 17th in memory of Sam Barbera. April 17th is Sam's birthday, and I would assume anybody that has listened to your show over the last 20 years has probably heard Sam on your show, either the TV or the radio, on several different occasions. And Sam was a great ambassador for Louisiana Outdoors, and he was a giver. He was always giving his knowledge and helping people be better at fishing. And Sam is no longer with us, and I just decided that I would donate his birthday so the highest bidder can purchase that date, and I will make a donation of the profits to Mission 22, and their slogan is United in the War Against Veteran Suicide. So we can honor our friend Sam's memory, and we can move it forward to a good cause.
And get a heck of a fishing trip with you out of it. Tell people how they can get signed up and participate in the auction.
Very simple. You can go to my website at aaofla.com. We've set up a separate page on my website. It says Mission 22. You can click on that, and there'll be all the information. You'll simply put your name and your email address and your bid. And about, I guess, 3 or 4 days before April 17th, we'll see who the highest bidder is, contact them, and set the trip up.
Well, maybe as we get there, we can do some updates on it and let people know what the bids are and that type of thing and get some extra participation. And I think it's a great event. You're honoring a really great guy. You know, Sam was a double captain. He was a captain in the military, but he was also a captain in the charter boat business. And Mission 22 is a great cause, so it's a wonderful event. And you know, Sam was one of the most, you'd say, that adventurous. Or he was a real good listener to this program. He never missed a radio show because there would be things that I would question him on about what was said, and he always knew the answer. And he told me, he says he listened every Saturday morning to you and I, and it was good knowing he was out there, and I really missed the guy, and I know you do too, and so do a lot of other people. So this is a great event, and want to encourage people to participate in Sam's memory.
Yeah, he was helpful. You know, he was always trying to help. I bump into people that tell me they saw Sam on the water, and they weren't catching any fish, and he got close to them and threw them a bag of lures. Now, this is what I'm catching them on today. And he just always tried to help, and I knew if he was still here, he'd be trying to help somebody. So I'm going to help Mission 22 through Sam, and we'll just keep it going.
AAofLA.com is where you can find out the details. If somebody wants to give you a call and check scheduling, give them that phone number, Mike.
Very simple. That number is 985-781-7811.
And give my best to Queen Jacqueline tonight at the ball.
I sure will.
All right, I want that picture, you in a tuxedo. I want to see it.
Oh, I'll get one for you.
All right. Thanks, Mike. We'll talk next week, my friend.
All right. Talk to you then.
Well, there he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, born on the bayou. All right, coming.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.